Don't come any closer. I'm gonna torch this whole stupid place.
Put the matches down, Janie. Take it easy.
Don't tell me to take it easy. I'm dying.
You're not dying. I know it feels like you are, but you won't die. Even if you torch yourself, you won't die.
I'll prove it to you.
Hang on. Don't light the match. Just listen to me for a second. I've been reading all kinds of reports. People trying to kill themselves any way they can. Cutting their wrists, jumping off buildings, anything.
Has anyone poured gasoline all over and tried to burn themselves?
Not that I've read, but I'm sure they have.
I just want the pain to stop!
Charlie has what you need.
Charlie!
You got the matches wet?
Oh, nice move with the water, Charlie.
Charlie doesn't want to lose another house.
Me neither, Charlie. Me neither.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 48, New Babylonian Baloney.
Judd. Judd, wake up.
Oh, what is it?
Phone call.
For me? Who is it?
Yes.
Good morning to you, too. Hello.
Good morning, sleepyhead.
Nada. Max said we shouldn't be calling
each other. It's important. I have to see you.
We can't just go walking around any place, Nada.
Please, Judd. I don't want to talk on the phone. There's a park near the building where you are.
How do you know that?
Meet me there in 30 minutes.
Fine. Half an hour.
Thanks for coming, Judd.
I guess I wanted to see you too.
This park is on the directory in our building. Nice, huh?
Yeah, as parks go, this one's right up there. So, what's up?
Okay, so I'm staying with a girl named Quisa.
Quisa?
Yeah, and get this, I think she was Kasim's girlfriend.
I didn't know your brother had a girlfriend.
Neither did I, and I'm sure my parents didn't know either.
So, what's this Quisa like?
She seems nice, but she said my brother told her things that made her think he wasn't completely loyal to the global community.
You mean he may have been a believer?
Possibly. I don't know. She gave me this.
And it looks like a Palm Pilot.
It's Kasim's personal computer. There's something wrong with the power.
Let me take a look at it. We can probably get it working.
I was hoping you'd say that.
She handed something to the subject. I can't tell exactly what it is. They continue to move north-northeast at a leisurely pace.
Are you okay, Mark?
I have a headache from all the gas fumes.
We cleaned up as much as we could. We're gonna burn the blankets and sheets outside.
We should make Janie sleep in them.
You can be very unkind sometimes.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's my fault for even bringing her here. I should have known better.
Something tells me Janie isn't the only thing bothering you.
Well, I've been tracking down some dish on this Traken guy.
That senator that got arrested?
Yeah. Something just doesn't jibe about this guy.
What do you mean?
It's like, before the disappearances, he was all over the news. Duked it out with President Fitzhugh over the military. Even got caught with a pocket full of campaign money.
What happened after Carpathia showed up on the scene?
Well, he was all for him. At first. Then this.
What? Oh, okay. While politicians and citizens alike have fallen in love with the Secretary General of the United Nations, Nikolai Carpathia, Senator Chris Traken has fallen in love with God?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, keep reading.
Okay, no stranger to controversy. Traken says he believes America and the world may be following an evil man.
Sounds good, huh?
Well, he's right.
Granted, but then check this out. A week before that story ran, Traken had a meeting with Nikolai.
Well, maybe that's how he knew Carpathia was bogus.
And then after the war breaks out, Traken is all tight with the militia. And we all know what happened to them.
Yeah, they got burned.
We all suspect it was someone inside who narked us out.
Traken?
I don't know. All I know is Trakin's being real friendly with the underground church these days.
So you think he's dirty?
Buck Williams told us about Carpathia's mind tricks. Even Money says he got to Trakin.
Oh, great. Can we trust anyone?
So, any luck with the computer?
Not yet.
We just don't have the power cable for it. Otherwise, it would probably work.
Okay, then I might be able to help you out. I met today with a friend in the IT department here. Described your PDA, and he said he had this universal power supply that should do the trick.
Huh. Looks like it would fit. Yeah, sure enough, this ought to do it.
Kick it. Let's give it a try.
Tell your friend. Thanks.
Yeah. Sorry about being so secretive. He's got this smudge on his forehead, and I'd hate to do anything to put him in danger.
Ah, got it.
Okay, try that.
Yep, the power cord works.
Great. Now it's asking for a password.
How many characters?
4.
Well, that can't be too hard, right?
What's the guy's name?
Kasim. K-A-S-I-M. It's too many letters.
Yeah. Well, here, let me just try this. Hey, that PDA I described earlier, is there a default passcode? Okay. Try GCOM. G-C-O-M. That's the default on the government issue version.
No dice.
That's no go. Okay. Okay. Lionel, enter this. Pound, pound, zero, zero, pound. You got that?
Yeah.
All right, now cycle the power switch while holding the backlight button.
Next, you're going to need to stand on your head and chew gum at the same time.
No joke. Hey, password equals nada.
Nada. See? I told you it was easy.
That did it. Yeah, thanks, David. Talk to you later. Bye.
Looks like his personal diary. And the entries are dated right up until the earthquake.
You sure you should be reading that?
Nada gave it to me to figure out.
What's she looking for?
She thinks Kasim might have been a Christian when he died.
Well, there's a lot of stuff in here. Who knows what we'll find.
Vicky, I've been looking all over for you.
Couldn't stay in the barn tonight. Straw's getting to me.
Any news?
Oh, I forgot the computer in Pete's truck. He's in Florida by now. I don't know how else to get a hold of anyone till he gets back.
Well, Natalie has a computer in her house. It's kind of old, but it has a modem.
I asked her. It's her son, Omer's.
Omer?
That's what she said. Anyway, she doesn't know how to get it going.
Where's Omer?
He took off just before the locust attack. She'd been laying the gospel message on pretty thick, I guess, so we split.
Well, name like Omer. Can't hide forever.
You like saying that, don't you?
Omer? Yeah. Omer. Omer.
Maybe you should hold it.
What was that?
It sounded human. Where'd it come from?
Up the hill. They might need help.
Let's go check it out. Oh. Are you okay?
So much for that shower I took last week.
Shh, there's a cabin up there.
Okay. In case anything seriously bad happens to us, I'd like to go on record as saying, I don't like your plan.
Quit being a baby. There's someone in there who might be hurt. They might need our help.
Hey, yeah, there might be a bear who needs our meat.
Oh, cut it out.
Okay, that did it for me. You about ready to leave?
No, I want to see who's in there.
All right, who's out there? Come on out before I shoot you.
Why doesn't anyone ever listen to me?
Is there anything I can help you with, Seeker?
Huh? No, I'm just, praying.
Rest assured that the Potentate hears you. He is there to answer your prayers.
Yeah, right.
I will let you continue, Seeker. I hope your prayers are answered.
They always are. What a joke.
Judd.
Hi.
Why did you want to meet me here, of all places?
I think we were being watched at the park. I figured the Enigma Babylon One World Cathedral would be safe.
Good thinking. Have you had any luck with the computer?
Oh, I have, actually. There's a good chance that Kasim became a believer before the earthquake.
Do you mean it?
I can't say for sure, but there is a chance. From what I've read, there's only one person who would know for sure.
Who's that?
He had a friend named Dan Ritter. From what Kasim wrote, I think Dan was a Christian. If anyone knows about Kasim, it's probably going to be Dan.
We need to find him.
If we get proof that Kasim was a believer, maybe your dad won't be so mad at us.
Show yourself or I'll blow your head off.
Don't shoot! We're coming out!
We are?
It'll be okay.
Who are you?
It's okay. We're staying with Natalie, the lady at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, I know who she is. Well, come on inside for one of them bugs bite you.
I'm more worried about the shotgun you're holding.
We'll be okay. Come on.
Well, but what are you doing at my old lady's house, hmm?
Old lady? Natalie? Natalie's your mother?
Your Omer!
Yeah, I suppose my mother told you all about her heathen, good-for-nothing kid, huh?
All she told us about was that you knew how to work the computer. That, and that she told you about God so much you took off.
It got old pretty quick. You one of my religious fanatics, huh?
You won't shoot us if we say yes, will you?
Shoot, I don't hate you folks. She just beat me over the head with it all the time.
Does the booze help with the pain?
Did she really say I was good? Good with a computer, I mean?
She told me you were the only one who could get it working.
Well, that's about it.
Listen, Omer, we'd like to be able to email our friends, let them know we're okay and everything.
Yeah. Well.
Think you could have a look at it for us?
I have to think about it. Look, maybe I'll come see you tomorrow,
Maybe.
Well, I'll tell you what, right? You don't tell nobody about seeing me. Well, I'll make a point about coming around tomorrow night,
Sounds like a deal.
I spoke to Quiza. I think she may be getting suspicious.
That's no good. What did she say about Dan?
She knows him, but she doesn't know where he is.
He's alive?
She doesn't know that either.
Is there anything she does know?
He was arrested months ago.
Oh, great. That's always helpful.
How much longer do you want to wait?
He'll be here.
You trust him?
No reason not to.
Are you guys talking about me?
Whoa, Didn't see you there.
I know lots of ways sneaking up on this old house. Let's check out that computer. Now, you sure my old lady didn't put you up to this, huh?
She doesn't even know about you coming here.
She's asleep.
Yeah. Well, that's just as well, I guess.
Wow, you type pretty fast.
Hey, just because I'm a hayseed don't mean I'm an idiot.
Yeah, my bad.
What's this say, a satellite phone?
Well, it's got a block on it now. I can take that off.
You have a satellite phone on your computer.
Yeah. Why, do you want to call someone?
Well, none of our friends have phones at the moment.
Well, we really just want to email our friends in Illinois and tell them we're coming home soon.
Darian!
Shh! Charlie's trying to sleep.
Look at this. I just printed it up from the Global Network News webpage.
Shut the door if you're going to be so loud.
Look at this.
Former Senator Chris Traken arrested for subversive activities with a group of religious rebels near Baltimore, attacked two global community peacekeepers and escaped early today in a specially equipped GC van. The suspect is considered armed and dangerous.
Can you believe that?
So what? Does this help your theory or kill it?
I think he stinks. That's my gut feeling.
Yeah, come on in.
Hi.
Hi, Charlie. What's going on?
Don't know. Charlie just got a feeling.
What kind of feeling?
Charlie feels like we need to pray for Vicky.
Natalie, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just wanted to talk to Omer.
Yeah, it's none of my business, but I think he just wants to be left alone for a while.
I'm his mother. I know what's best for him.
But if you keep pushing, it's just going to drive him further away. He knows what you believe. Let him make his own decision. Otherwise, he's just going to go off and hide again.
Omer?
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, you're welcome to stay here anytime you like. I'm praying for you, and I still love you. Now I'm going back to bed.
You all right, Omer?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. Just wish I felt hungry enough to eat.
How's it coming with the computer?
Well, I don't know, Riley. Thought I had it a few minutes ago. I hate to say it, but I'm afraid this dog ain't gonna hunt.
Yeah, that's okay. Pete got back from Florida with the truck about an hour ago. We're gonna be taking off. Once we charge up the battery in our laptop, we'll contact our friends.
Well, that's about it.
Hey, any good emails?
Update from Carl.
What's it say?
He's working as a medic at this GC camp, right?
Yeah.
So the other day, he got a couple of guys in the base hospital who'd been bitten by the bugs.
Just a couple?
Well, I'm sure there were lots of them, actually. But these two came from Tennessee. They said that a big trucker and a little girl with jet black hair had ripped open their protective suits and let the bugs in.
Oh, ouch. Sounds like Pete and Vicky to me.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, they didn't get caught, did they?
No. No, they got away.
Awesome. Anything else?
Yeah. This is the big news. Chris Trakin, the senator?
Yeah, you said he escaped from the GC.
Mm-hmm. Carl says Trakin's bogus. His escape was fake, too. Chris Trakin is a GC mole.
You all ready to go?
All set.
Roger gave me a bag of food to take with.
Truck's all gassed up.
We can leave any time.
Uh-oh. Check it out.
Hey, that's a GC van there, guys. You want to hide someplace?
Oh, they're coming in here.
Just grab a seat. Act cool.
I'll see what they need.
Are there any GC peacekeepers here?
Just you, pal. You and whoever you got in that van.
There's no one with me. I'm looking for someone.
I might be able to help you. Who you looking for?
Followers of Ben Judah. Other believers in Jesus Christ.
What are you looking for those religious nutters for?
I've got to find them. I have the Mark II, see?
Hey, you're one of us!
Yeah, I guess. Are you the guy who was driving that truck? The one who took out the GC peacekeeper?
How'd you hear about that?
It's all over the GC radio. They're looking all over for you and that girl. I'm guessing that's you.
Well, that's us. Who are you?
My name is Trakin. Chris Trakin.
Thanks for meeting me here again.
We gotta make it quick. I don't see anybody watching us right now.
I asked Quiza about Dan. Apparently he lived in the same building as her.
Really? She knew him?
Not very well, but she knew where his apartment was. I went down there this morning.
Okay, that was a bad idea.
Oh, I pretended to be looking for Dan. His neighbors told me he'd been arrested.
We knew that. You could have been
arrested. You know how each apartment has a peephole on the door?
Yeah.
Guess what I saw while I was talking to them?
What?
I saw someone using the peephole from inside Dan's apartment.
I jumped in the van and took off. Those GC guys can't shoot worth a darn anyway.
Yeah, but they still seem to hit an awful lot of people.
Vicky.
Yes.
I gotta talk to you.
They did.
But what?
Come with me.
You came from the East Coast, was it?
Yes, came in just today.
What's up?
Okay. Well, let's see. How can I put this? I think he's lying.
Trakin? Lying about what?
How about everything? The way he escaped, the way he stole the van. I mean, why is he wearing that hazmat suit if he's a believer? Those bugs won't bite him.
What about the mark on his forehead?
Yeah, that's the only thing I can't explain. Something about it doesn't seem right.
I don't know why you're so suspicious.
Well, because right now, Pete is inviting him to come back to Illinois with us. I just don't think we can trust him.
Oh, I guess we'll just have to find out.
Yeah, but I'd rather not find out the hard way.
So you and Nada are gonna try and check out this Dan guy's apartment?
That's the plan.
I'm starting to understand why you two like each other so much. She's as crazy as you are.
What?
We gotta be thinking about how we're gonna get home. This whole thing with Kasim is trouble we don't need.
She's trying to find out about her brother, that's all.
I think this whole thing with Dan's apartment is a trap. You don't know this Dan. You don't know this Quiza. You don't even know for sure that Kasim became a Christian.
So what? You want to run back to the schoolhouse and hide under a bed?
Dude, you're in the middle of New Babylon. We're less than a mile from where Nikolai Carpathia is ruling the earth.
I'm right where God put me.
Or where Nada put you.
What is your problem?
Listen, man. Sam wants to go back to the States with me. I emailed Chloe Steele. She's gonna hook me up with one of the co-op pilots. The next flight out of here, we're gone.
I just want to tell you, Senator, you're welcome to come back north with us.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'm not a senator anymore.
Hey.
Hey, where you guys been?
Yeah, just talking and stuff. So, Chris, a nice mark on your forehead. What do you see on mine?
What are you doing?
Just asking a question.
What do I see? The same thing I see on all of your foreheads. It's a cross.
Same as you see on your head?
I've never seen my own. You ought to know that.
Hey, there's something on your mind, Conrad?
Yeah. Something about this guy stinks. And it's not that hazmat suit he's been wearing for the last 2 days.
You can't come in here and start talking to...
No, it's fine. I understand. I expect you to be suspicious.
Then you won't mind answering a couple questions?
Go ahead.
What's with the suit?
Conrad, you got no right.
No, I can answer that. In fact, I have two answers.
I got two ears.
First, I thought it would add credibility to my pretending to be a GC peacekeeper if I was wearing one of these.
Second?
It's actually a little embarrassing.
Just humor me.
Ever since I was a kid, I've been afraid of bugs.
Say what?
I know, it sounds stupid, right? A grown man, a grown Christian man, I've got nothing to be afraid of, right?
Not a thing.
Yeah, well, I still couldn't stand the thought of those things even touching me.
And that's it?
That's it. Any other questions?
Yeah, one more. Would you mind taking that suit off and walking outside?
What?
That's enough!
Is that what it would take to satisfy you?
It would be a start.
Conrad, I said that's enough.
I'll do it, if it'll set your mind at ease.
I'm putting a stop to this right now. Traken, zip up your suit. Conrad, and I'm only gonna say this once. Zip up your lip! Now we're gonna get on my truck, all of us, and we're gonna go back to Illinois. Do you understand that?
Yeah, we understand.
I can hardly wait.
Pete, remember this conversation.
I'm sorry, Judd. I don't want to cause problems with your friends.
Lionel doesn't understand. He's just...
What? What doesn't he understand?
That I might want to stay here with you.
Here? In New Babylon?
New Babylon, Jerusalem, wherever.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah. Well, what are we going to do about Dan's apartment?
This is my idea. Tell me what you think.
Okay, shoot.
Quiza is at work right now. She left some extra uniforms.
What kind of uniforms? What does Quiza do?
I'm not sure. All she would tell me is global community hospitality. Tours, I think? Mm. Anyway, I could wear one of her uniforms and pretend I'm delivering a package.
Okay, what if they don't open up for you?
Then we've lost nothing.
And what if it's a trap, like Lionel says?
Then we'll know, won't we?
I'm not nuts about this plan.
Do you have a better plan?
No.
In that case, I'm going to get changed.
Okay, which door is Dan's?
The fourth on the left.
What do you want me to do?
Wait here. Rescue me if you have to.
That's not very funny.
How do I look?
The pants don't fit, but I'd open the door for you. What's in the package?
One of the global community handbooks, signed by Nikolai Carpathia himself.
Great toilet reading. You ready?
Yes.
Now don't take any chances. Be ready to run if you have to.
I am ready. I'll be right back.
I'll be right here.
Hello? I have a delivery. Hello?
Take it easy. Just relax. There's probably nobody home anyway. Just...
What?
Nada! Nada, what happened? You! No! I don't believe this! It can't be you!
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.